You became a protege of Dr. George King. He says that he met Jesus Christ on top of this mountain. Did he think of himself as another Apostle Paul or something?
He didn't think of himself as anything like that. He never made claims of, you know, he just got on, he had a mission to do, and really that consumed him. And he worked hard at his mission until he passed away in 1997. So one of the things he did was to promote Jesus' message, but he did lots and lots of other things, actually. He did lots of healing missions involving science and spirituality, which, again, were ahead of their time. And he
when we're talking about healing, are we talking about mental or physical healing or both?
Yeah, one of the messages were actually from Dr. King, and is also one of the messages from the Cosmic Masters, is that, you know, we're all healers, and we should be healing each other, basically. And Dr. King taught a very simple, practical technique in 1970s, and he said he came around in England and said, everybody in England at the time, Jerry, thought that healing was a gift, and they were kind of a snooty bunch in the 1970s, and said, well, I have a gift, you know, I'm a healer. And he came along in the 1970s and said, this is the natural birthright of every man, woman, and child on earth. And believe me, he was not popular when he said that. He wrote this book called You Too Can Heal, and he came out and sort of revolutionized the healing movement. And of course, now in England, everybody's saying, well, everybody can heal, which is fantastic. You know, it's great. But he's done a lot, even on that level, to change consciousness, if you like.
I tell you what, we're going to have to take our first commercial break, Chrissy, and we'll be back here in about 4 to 5 minutes, and we'll continue along. I want to get to that your UFO sighting, and then we'll get back and cover some of the things that you'd like to bring out. And I have a couple of questions, and we'll also open up the phone lines at the same time, and we will find out from our listeners what they think about all this, okay?
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
All right, now hold on, don't go away. 682-2233-1918-682-2233 if you have a question for Chrissy Blaze. A little different approach tonight on the UFO phenomenon, and we're talking about UFO spirituality, if you will. And we'll come back after this break with more, so don't go away. I'd like to remind you to check our website out. Go over to program information, the schedule there at jerrypippin.com, and you can read all about Chrissy Blaze, and we have a link to her website and to the other websites we're talking about, and also to the books, and very interesting books. I know Chrissy's written in several that we'll be talking about before the night is over. And you can order those books as well from the website, and also you can go over to ChrissyBlaze.com. That's ChrissyBlaze.com. Her latest book is Workout for the Soul, 8 Steps to Inner Wellness. In addition to that, we'll talk to her about some of the other things, and we'll get back to her theories on UFOs, and I want to find out about that UFO sighting. Speaking of that, we also have a sightings report posted at our website. Click on the flying saucer at jerrypippin.com, and you'll see what we'll be talking with Larry Dickin about a little later on in the program. jerrypippin.com. Welcome back to the UFO Files. I'm Jerry Pippin. We'll have Larry Dickin with the UFO sightings next hour. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Chrissy Blaze, is 682-2233. That's a UFO line, 1-918-682-2233. Chrissy, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jerry.
Yes. Let's get right to the sighting you have with the UFOs.
Okay, that was some time ago. It was probably, yeah. Wow, 20 years ago now. I've had two, but this was in London, but it was quite spectacular. It was fairly late in the evening, and I hadn't actually been drinking, and I was drawn to look out of the window, and I saw what I thought was a satellite, which was moving across the sky, sort of like a bright disc. And as I thought that, it suddenly changed direction and started to zigzag across the sky. That's all I can say. It was like doing wide zigzags across the sky. And my mouth sort of gaped open, and as it did so, it blinked out. Disappeared, and then it reappeared. It was either the same one or a different one in another part of the sky, and it started to zigzag across the other part of the sky, and then it was joined by two more, and they did this, like, I mean, it was an amazing sort of cosmic dance as I watched it for 40 minutes, and just, it was spectacular. It was almost like, it could have been satellites, but there's no way that any satellites 20 years ago could have been doing this sort of zigzag pattern and disappearing and reappearing, and I don't know what it was about, and I never could have it explained, but...
Did you know Dr. King at that time?
I did.
Did you tell him about it?
I'm not sure. We were in the middle at the time, Richard and I in England, of UFO campaigns. So people were having sightings all the time, but this was actually the first one I had seen. Probably we did tell him about it, yeah, but I can't remember now.
I'm just kind of interested in his reaction about it, because he obviously, and you too, have a different take on UFOs than maybe you did originally. You know what I mean? In other words, originally you may not have thought much about UFOs, but as you got into your spirituality and all of the things that you did with Dr. King and with the Aetherius Society, you probably came to a different conclusion about the... In other words, why do you think you saw that UFO that night? Do you have any idea?
No, I mean, I wasn't expecting to see one. I wasn't thinking about UFOs. And, you know, Jerry, I've been interested in UFOs since I was a kid. I was sort of born interested in UFOs. So they always seemed to be so logical to me that there would be beings from other planets coming. There was never any doubt in my mind. So it's not that I suddenly believed in it when I met Dr. King. It seemed to make sense then, all the things he was saying, but... certainly something I always believed in.
But what I was getting to is what you're saying tonight about UFOs is a far cry from the little green man jumping out and running around and taking some soil samples and jumping back in and flying away. In other words, you believe, or maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, but I mean, don't you believe there's a deeper meaning to UFOs now?
Oh, yes, I mean, definitely, yeah, I do. I don't believe that they come... all these millions of miles and keep having to take soil samples, you know, I mean, possibly, you know, that happens too, but, and certainly there was a spectacular case that Richard and I were aware of that was reported in a place in Russia where a craft landed and...
We talked about that a little earlier, if it's the one where the guy, the alien being pointed the gun at the child that was crying.
And it disappeared and then reappeared in Voronezh, yeah, and that was reported, as Richard said, on TASS, and then it sort of disappeared, as all these things seemed to, and was never reported in the press. I mean, that kind of thing is done, but the messages from Dr. George King were very highly elevated and were given for a definite reason, to help mankind in a variety of ways, actually. Spiritually and also practically, they gave a lot of practical advice and also predictions as well over the years.
Well, let's get into some predictions. Any of those predictions come true?
Yes. One thing they did in the early days, in the 1950s, was to give a series of flying saucer predictions. And these are reported in our magazine, and then they were verified later in the press. And I think probably the reason they did that was to kind of verify the validity of what they were saying, you know, to offer proof to people. And then they also, they predicted that the ionosphere would gradually come down. And that the reason for this, actually, was an interesting one, was to allow a full cosmic ray bombardment, because the Earth as an entity had agreed to take us on her back, if you like, and this ionosphere had been put up not to for the Earth's benefit, but to protect mankind, because we aren't ready as yet for this high vibration, this cosmic ray bombardment. And so gradually it will come down to allow the Earth to have the rightful her rightful vibrations, if you like, the cosmic rays.
So you're saying there's something to the cosmic rays? I mean, it's part of the overall scheme of things?
Yes, exactly. And mankind will have to advance to stay on this planet, will have to advance in spiritual ways so that they too can benefit from these cosmic rays, if you like. And also they gave various ways where we can protect ourselves as we go forward into this.
That's an interesting term. You got my attention there. So we are in the age of Aquarius?
Yes, because I don't like the term New Age, just because it's associated now with people who like to sort of sell crystals and all this kind of thing, whereas the true New Age is the blending of science and spirituality, and it's the brotherhood of man and all these kind of noble concepts, whereas it's associated in some people's minds as a kind of fluffy thing, don't you think, Jerry?
I get what you mean.
Yeah, so I like to call it the Aquarian Age, which it truly is. You know, it's a changing from the Piscean Age, the Age of Light.
What's next?
After that would be the Capricorn Age, but that's a long, long time away. We don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Many thousands of years away.
Practically, I like the Aquarian Age, but emotionally, I like the Pisces Age.
This is going to be a wonderful, I'm not saying that there's not going to be any love in this age, because it's just a combination of love, and also bring science as well to bear. So you can, for example, one of the missions of Dr. King is called Operation Prayer Power, where he uses love in the form of type of activity, if you like.
Well, now you have to admit, if you read a newspaper or turn on the television set, it's pretty tough to call some of the happenings and events in the world right now acts of love.
Yes, it is.
So is this just a temporary dip, do the people, the entities, and the flying saucers, the UFO people, the masters, what do they say about all this?
Well, it's nothing new, is it? Unfortunately, Jerry. I mean, history is a bloody one, and they can't come and interfere with our karma. You know, they can only give the teachings. And they can't change us. We have to change. And it happens one person at a time, you know. But
we're not really talking about anything like a predestination or destiny as much as we're talking about the lessons that you'd be able to handle your own destiny. Or am I missing that?
Yeah, we're in charge of ourselves, you know.
Okay.
We have this free choice to go for, to change, to become more kind to other people, more loving, more spiritual, or to be selfish and do our own thing. But, you know, everything we think and everything we do, we're creating our future. So if we decide to take the selfish path, then we'll end up with a very difficult future, I'm afraid.
Let's get to some of the, you know, we only got a few minutes left before the show's over, so I need to find out a couple of things you'd like to bring out about this. I'm just a little confused about where we go next from the UFO sightings and from what you say. Obviously, you believe that UFOs are not a threat. They're our friends, right?
I do. On the whole, I believe that the UFOs that have been visiting our Earth for many thousands of years are here to help us, on the whole. And they help us in many practical ways, too. You know, they put implosion devices, we are told, in the atmosphere to clear out some of the radioactivity and all these very practical things that they have done for us, as well as teaching and sensing.
Is there any scientific evidence that stuff has happened? Is the radiation going away?
The radiation isn't, but I mean, if you think about the amount that's been put out, I have no idea on a scientific level, but, you know.
Just curious.
I think where we go from here is, I think we have to put back into consciousness, and I know you do a great job of this, Jerry, the whole UFO question. You know, it amazes me how you can have something going on like the Disclosure Project, and it still doesn't hit the TV or the front page of the newspapers. I mean, what's going on? And I think it's up to the individual. The individual should take the responsibility and the time to be pushing forward the whole UFO question. and because I think it's really one of the most important questions facing mankind.
We have Stephen Bassett on, who was instrumental in that project. He has a lobby group for UFOs, first one ever. You probably know who I'm talking about. He's decided he's going to run for Congress.
Oh, great.
And the reason is he thinks that we need somebody on the inside working out. Working on the outside, getting inside to get the information out, doesn't seem to be working. Like you say, they had some unbelievable disclosures there with the Disclosure Project, and not much was done about it. I think it got on a couple of websites and maybe a couple of the 24-hour news channels for about 30 seconds, and that was it.
It's unbelievable, isn't it, Joe? Absolutely unbelievable. This is the hottest news going on anywhere in the world, I believe. And it's totally ignored by the media as a whole. So good for him, yes. All power to him. And I do hope that he succeeds.
Well, we'll find out, and we'll stay in touch with him, too, on our show. In fact, he'll be on here on the 24th of May telling us of what he has in mind. I guess, Chrissy, what I'm getting at is our listeners who haven't been following UFOs, and even those that have followed over the years, we're just trying, and I hate to use this term, but I guess it probably sums it up in the vernacular, we're trying to get where you're coming from as far as the UFO question.
Okay, we're saying that there is a message that's being given to us. There is a reason for them coming. There is a plan, a cosmic plan, for the enlightenment of mankind. And if you are a very advanced person coming from another planet, and you are looking at this world and the people on this world, you would see that there were tremendous problems. And you would try and to do your best to help. And you would try and get the people to change, to become more spiritual, etc. And this is what they're doing. And the messages that have been given through Dr. King as one of the channels on this earth, and the primary terrestrial mental channel, we were told, has been given 600 of these messages for mankind. And I suppose what I'd like to say tonight is that if people are interested in finding out more, if they're open-minded enough to want to find out more about what these messages say, then give us a call on 1-800-800-1354 and take the next step, if you like, and really want to try and help our world, because it really does need a lot of help and a lot of love. And that really is the message, the crux of the message from these great advanced beings.
Now that number is 1-800-800-1354.
It is indeed, yes.
Yeah, now what kind of people are in this society? All different kinds, or what?
We're different kinds of people. We seem to be quite down-to-earth people. Dr. King himself was very down-to-earth from the north of England, where the people are very earthy and practical, and we believe in we're open-minded, and we come from different religious backgrounds, different philosophical backgrounds, and we really feel want to.
So, for lack of a better term, this is a grassroots campaign to get people into a little better thinking pattern about spirituality and about karma, the golden rule.
Exactly, yes, and that we're all responsible for everything we think and everything we say and do, and we're responsible for our world as it is. And we're also able to change it for the better.
Now, our time is almost up here. I guess I want to ask you, can we expect, or do you expect something, earth-shaking to come up with the UFO question, or do you think it's just going to continue like it has for centuries, just kind of out there, and you hear these encounters, and they're working behind the scenes?
You know, I do believe that something earth-shattering will come up, but I also think it's really important for every single person who's listening to this show who believes in UFOs to do something about it. You know, you're doing a great job, Jerry, but everybody can do something. You know, I think that really is the way to go. And I think the more we do individually and collectively, the more earth-shattering things will come up. So it's really up to us.
It had to be a blow to you when Dr. King passed away. He was ill at the time, right?
I mean, he was ill, and he was elderly. Uh-huh. And yes, it was a blow to us, but this new sort of new phase of the society is starting now, and that is going out to the public, which certainly in America we weren't able to do before because everything was involved around his mission and helping him to perform that, because it was quite very intricate, as you'll see on our website, a lot to it.
I guess what I'm getting at is you didn't lose any faith in the movement when he died.
No, because he set it up. He tied up all the loose ends, if you like. And all the global healing missions that he devised, he sewed them up so that they can be performed into the future without him. And so, you know, everything was like set up and all the loose ends were tied up so it can go forward with a team of people.
The reason I ask this, Christy Blaze, is because you've been talking about healing here. And you're not in a quest for mortality, at least in this life. You feel that maybe you believe in reincarnation, right?
I do. Yes, I do believe in reincarnation. Certainly. Yeah.
So death is just part of life's process.
Yes. Right. Death is where you step into another classroom, if you like.
Uh-huh.
Life is continuous. There's no such thing as death, you could say. Is what I believe.
Okay, now, our time is up. I want to urge people, this other book you have out, we've talked about before, we haven't even mentioned it. You know the book I'm talking about. I'm going to make you plug it.
Yeah, Work Out for the Soul. Yes, because you get the title wrong, Jerry. Work Out for the Soul, but thanks very much for plugging it. It's 8 Steps to Inner Fitness. And you can get it...
I said inner wellness, I meant inner fitness.
But it's the same thing, so that's fine. I appreciate the plug.
Well, at least I tried to get it right. You're too polite. You should have jumped in and corrected me. Now, this other book, Mercury Retrograde?
Yes, that's my latest book. It was out a couple of weeks ago.
Tell me about that one a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm also an astrologer, and there are certain times each year, about 3 periods of 3 weeks each, approximately, where Mercury, the planet that rules communication, goes backwards in the heavens, or appears to. And this can create havoc in our communications, and, you know, the computer can go haywire and parcels get lost in the mail and this kind of thing. And people everywhere go, oh, Mercury must be retrograde. So I decided to write a book about it, and that was published a couple of weeks ago.
Well, great. And they can get that one at bookstores, or they can go over and order it from your website as well. And I believe we have a link to it as well. Chrissy, anything else you want to add before I wrap this up? We've got about a minute and a half.
Well, I would say...